Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, Kevin Holt from CBS 58 is on the line. Kevin, are you down in spring training right now? You're back home.
No. For the moment, right now, I'm in Milwaukee, although I'm going to admit that I'm going to cheat and go to Florida tomorrow just because I'm trying to find the one spot on Earth that's not below zero right now.
All right.
Florida might be it, hopefully.
Okay, that I understand. I know it's cooler right now out in Arizona than it has been in the past.
Yeah, in fact, when we were out there for spring training, and we go usually those first days before the spring training games start, it was chilly enough that everybody was wearing hoodies. It was, you know, cloudy. It was a little bit rainy in the 40s. And, I mean, to the folks here, that sounds great. But if you're going to Arizona hoping for 70 and sunny in the start of baseball season, didn't feel like that. It felt more like an Arizona winter than an Arizona spring. So it's a little slow start for them.
What did you learn when you were out there?
I think the biggest thing I learned was confidence is always high when you start a season, when you start, everybody shows up to spring training, that kind of thing. But the confidence was extra for a couple of different reasons. The new facilities are part of it because they're immaculate. They're fantastic. But also this thought of where the Brewers got last year, and the fact that they think they can get there again, and their approach to doing it is pretty interesting. Every time you ask Craig Counsell about 2018, he looks at you, he's like, it's over. 2018's done, and we haven't won a thing in 2019. So they're taking the momentum in one way in that they had the playoff experience, but they're not resting on that at all. And that, I think, is invigorating this team. It puts this task in front of them that they feel like they're talented enough to accomplish. So it's a deep group, but a confident group, more so than most years.
Well, now you've got a little bit of a pitching, I'm not going to say concern. You lose, obviously, a little depth in your bullpen. Is there much to be concerned with in the pitching department at this point in your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, I still, you know, I was sitting down there with Jerry Augustine one day, and we're watching these guys run around, and oh, yeah, this is a great team, whatever. And Augie turns to me and says, what's the rotation? Give me your five guys. And we came up with about 11 names that could fit in the five spots in the rotation. So, I mean, I think in the starting pitching category, you still have this best case to worst case scenario where if it's best case and Jimmy Nelson comes back quickly and Anderson rebounds and you get something from Davies, all of a sudden you've got all this depth, Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, on and on. That's your best case scenario. Your worst case is you end up with a bunch of, you know, Dave Bush, Braden Looper types, and it's Chassin, and then, you know, 4 days of offensive rain. So I'm a little, that is probably the concern to me. I think the bullpen will still be fine. There's a lot of depth there, but you got to find five guys because it's a 162 game season and you still need innings out of those guys. So that's my big thing. I like Chassin. I think he'll be fine, but I don't know who the other four are behind him.
That's my big question, is what are they doing after that fact? I know that they kind of transformed baseball last year with outgetters rather than starters and long relievers and short relievers and all that kind of stuff. But, there's I hate to say that there's people questioning whether or not they can do that again this year, but there are. And last year they did it, and they got it done, and they proved to everybody you can do it this way. So which camp do you fall? That it's no big deal, that it's just strictly, you know, a number of outs you need to get, and that's the way it is? Or do you believe that you need to get some additional depth to be able to say, okay, we've got some other choices here?
Yeah, I think it's somewhere in between, because the approach the Brewers took in September and October was effective because you were dealing with these short bursts of games. So they could throw the relievers more innings. You're close to the end of the season. You don't have to worry about, you know, hopefully you don't blow an arm out, but you're not as worried about the extra load late in the year. That isn't going to work over 162 games, but I think what the Brewers did is they've brought a different philosophy or a different thought process into how the middle innings can go. It's not just going to be you throw all these, you know, bullpen guys out starting in the second inning or in the first like they did in the playoffs, but what I think you might see is something like let's say Corbin Burns goes the first time through the order and starts the second time through the order, and that's three innings roughly here or there. And then there's a guy behind him who can go three more. I think that in the end, I think the biggest effect long-term on this bullpenning thing is middle relief, is the arms, the Burnses and the Woodruffs and, you know, these guys that are young and can pitch effectively for you for two or three innings in middle relief. And, you know, that used to be like the graveyard for pitchers. You want a starter, you want a closer, you'd pitch in middle relief. But those, I think those are becoming the most important outs for this team, those fourth, fifth, sixth innings.
So what else impressed you about this ball club? I know that Corey Ray obviously has been hitting the heck out of the baseball over the weekend. You saw Christian Yelich go 2-for-2 and a dinger. I mean, you know, you do see some guys picking up where they left off from last season, and some guys are going to make a good push maybe this year to be part of this big league roster.
Yeah, I think you've got some interesting competition down there. Corey Ray is fascinating to me because if he can come out of here with a good spring, he puts the Brewers back in the position they just got out of having too many outfielders for their spot. So it's a pleasant dilemma. That would be good. I think the most intriguing story for me this spring, and I don't know how much we'll see it play out, is Orlando Arcia's confidence at the plate. The player that I saw in Phoenix to start this spring training was a different guy, but that's really more mentally than anything that early. Super excited, super just energetic, pumped up. But I have some video that I put up when I was there of Arcia in the cage taking some cuts very, very early. It may have even been before the first full squad workout. But Arcia's back foot, which was such a problem for him last year, where that back foot was literally stepping back to take a swing. It was staying planted, and Arcia was hitting the ball pretty well, especially to the opposite field with that back foot planted. So if that's past him, and he becomes the guy that we know and we've seen glimpses of at the plate on top of what he does in the field, and you've got eight strong bats, 1 through 8, I'm ready to call him the best offense in the National League. They may be already, but you add Arcia to the mix, and you're maybe talking about the best in Major League Baseball, conceivably, with eight strong bats in there.
Hey, before I let you go, so we know that, you know, the Cubs, obviously, they have a different focus this year, and it's going to be dependent upon their pitching staff and Lester and company and Darvish, and they're needing a lot out of that group. Goldschmidt makes the St. Louis Cardinals better. The Reds, they're kind of going for it. I think they're putting pieces together to put a strong team out there, and we're not quite sure where Pittsburgh's going to fall in all of this. How tough is this division going to be this year, and give me an estimate on how many wins it's going to take to get it.
Yeah, it's funny because it reminds me a little bit of SEC football in that you're going to have some teams beating up on each other, and I think the biggest thing that's going to happen is that depth that's top to bottom in the division is going to affect the number of wild card spots more than anything else. When it was, you know, three teams at the top, Cardinals, Cubs, and Brewers, and then two teams at the bottom, Reds and Pirates, you could have three teams with 90-plus wins. I don't think that's possible anymore, so I think that's going to knock out that thing of two different wild card teams coming out of the Central. As far as winning the division, I 92 might get it done this time just because of the depth. It's probably a low number, maybe more like 94 gets it done. But my biggest concern is that you're going to have everybody push closer to 500. So your team that had, you know, 91, 92 wins last year might have more like 86 this time, and someone from the East or Central might grab that other spot. So I think this year it's actually more important for the Brewers to be a first-place team than it has been in other years, just because 72 of those games are going to be against pretty good division opponents. Pittsburgh's pitching staff isn't bad either. It's a tough division.
Good stuff as always, my friend. Enjoy Florida if you find some warmth. I know this week is supposed to be mid-70s in Arizona, but I guess Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week are going to be mid-60s, so we'll see how it is when we're out there. But it's better than 9 degrees, I'll tell you that.
Man, yeah, this single digit can't feel anything below like my shoulders thing. It's got to go, man. It's March. It's not January anymore.
I know. Your buddy Drew Burgoyne, I was watching him, and he said our normal high right now is like mid to upper 30s going into the 40s.
And yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to talk with Drew. I blame him for this, by the way. It's his fault that this is. I always blame the weather guy, but especially Drew. He's been messing around in that weather office, watching a bunch of old wrestling videos while it's cold outside. He's got to get to work.
Hey, before, one more thing. I saw whatever the hell it is you ate on Facebook, and you apologized to Drew. Are you still working out with Drew Burgoyne?
Yeah, I'm actually at the gym right now.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know what that was, but that was a whole mountain of crap that I'm sure was about 1,800 to 2,400 calories.
Yeah, it was a chocolate peanut butter pie, and no lie, I've been trying to work that thing off for about 5 days without a lot of success. But the combination of the mountain of calories and the fact that I'm not 20 anymore is kind of
yeah. hard. Yeah, that was crazy. That, but I will say this, it made me drool, so I guess that's a good thing. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bill.
There you go. That is our buddy Kevin Holden from CBS 58 joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline, and he joined us there. They've been doing it for a long time, 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. They get it done. They're a great team to work for. If you're looking for a new job or maybe a new career, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.